its value after saying its results were hit by higher costs, dragging other store operators down with it. Dollar Tree, Dollar General, and Best Buy falling sharply. Technology stocks also fell broadly and weighed on the market. Russia says that nearly 1,000 Ukrainian troops who defended a giant steelworks at Mariupol have surrendered now. The plant became a symbol of their country's resistance. That announcement comes as the battle for the strategic port city appears all but over now. The Dow is down 970 points and the S&P is off 141. This is SRN News.
I'm about to compare a pepper shaker to a cash-out refinance. Hang with me. You know when you're at a restaurant and they ask, would you like some fresh ground pepper? And then they crank that giant tube, but almost nothing comes out? For me, only a certain amount of time is socially acceptable to wait. I know that getting that pepper out might make my life better, but it just seems too impossible. And that's what we hear people say about the cash-out refinance. People realize that the value of their home has gone up like hot pepper the last few years, leaving all this extra money sitting inside their home. But is it too hard to get out? It's Ryan from United Faith Mortgage. If you're interested in cashing out the extra pepper in your home, we're good at doing all the work while you just sit back and relax. And often, your mortgage payment and years in the loan will stay the same. If you'd like to hear about your options,
we are United Faith Mortgage.
United Faith Mortgage is a DBA of United Mortgage Corp, 25 Meadow Park Road, Melville, New York. Licensed mortgage banker. For all licensing information, go to animalistconsumeraccess.org or corporate animalist number 1330. Equal housing lender. Not licensed in Alaska, Hawaii, Georgia, North Dakota, South Dakota, or Utah.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by Victory Land.
It's nonstop gaming action at Victory Land Casino. Come play more than 1,500 of the latest and greatest games. Wager on horse and greyhound racing and try your luck on our sports parlay.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Get ready for the hottest weather so far this year. In fact, we may be flirting with some records over the next couple of days and still dry. So for today and tomorrow, hot and dry, mostly sunny skies, high both days right around 96. The record is 97. Even on Friday, mostly sunny with a high around 95. Then over the weekend, scattered showers and thunderstorms as a front approaches. Saturday's high 92. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
At CB&S Bank, we've been meeting the needs of our customers since 1906. Need help setting up new business goals? Our line of commercial loans can help you achieve them. Go to cbsbank.com to find a location near you. All loans subject to credit approval, member FDIC, and equal housing lender.
For Alabama News Network, I'm David Lamb. Montgomery police say a woman has been arrested and charged with the murder of a Montgomery man back in December of 2020. 24-year-old Deja Powell is charged with murder in the death of 29-year-old Keith Spells. That shooting occurred on Monday, December 28, 2020, in the 400 block of Arthur Street. An Autauga County prosecutor says a special grand jury returned more than three dozen charges against three former workers at a church daycare center after watching security videos that showed children under two being hit, kicked, and punched. The three were charged with child abuse and failure to report child abuse. The total 44 charges stem from their work at a daycare center operated by Journey Church of the River Region. And the Montgomery City Council has voted unanimously to reinstate the business license for Martin's Restaurants. The popular eatery had their license revoked due to failure to pay city sales tax, but owner Marianne Merritt developed a plan to repay the city. For these stories and more, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm David Lamb.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
As a probate judge, Wes Allen administered more than a dozen elections without a single error. When liberals wanted to establish curbside voting in Alabama, Wes Allen sponsored and passed the bill to ban it permanently. When Democrats tried to pass the no-excuse absentee voting, he fought it and won. Wes Allen, the solid conservative Republican, we need to be Alabama's next Secretary of State.
Paid for by the committee to elect Judge Wes Allen, P.O. Box 150, Troy, Alabama, 36081.
Hey folks, this is Tammy Burkhalter at Prattville Farm Center, and did you know there's all kind of dogs that we can feed, like sleepy dog, hot dog, creek dog, swimming dog, hunting dog, shaggy dog, lap dog, window dog, riding dog, hiding dogs, puppy dog, standing dog, hat dog, cozy dog, family dog, even a dancing dog, man. So come see us at 1154 South Memorial Drive in Prattville, and we can even feed your kitty cat too.
Joe Biden wouldn't like Chip Baker. Because Chip Baker believes in an America First energy policy. Because Chip Baker opposes Biden's liberal agenda. Because Chip Baker believes Joe Biden has failed America on the international stage. On May 24th, vote Chip Baker for Public Service Commission. He's a real conservative, and he's fighting for you. Paid for by Friends of Chip Baker, P.O. Box 3528, Montgomery, Alabama, 36109.
The Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest. Weekday evenings at 6 on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV. Listen for your chance to win big prizes. What? No prizes? Well, listen anyway.
The River Region's News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1, WACV. News Talk 93.1.
It's Straight Talk with April Marie. Join the conversation. Call 334-272-9228. And here's your host, April Marie.
Well, good afternoon, everyone. On this beautiful Wednesday afternoon, hanging out with Sky Mosley, chatting between breaks about all the fun madness that is my schedule these days.
All that and radio, too.
We've had this conversation. So I have not worked on a single campaign formally since I moved to the state of Alabama, and that changed for this primary election, and I'm done on Tuesday. The candidate will hopefully not be, but I am done on Tuesday because the children get out of school for the summer on Thursday.
Yay.
And I cannot balance it at all. But I just want to tell you that campaigning at the age of 21 and the age of 41, I feel like I have aged a kajillion years. Like, I feel like I have aged 100 years.
Well, you're down to the home stretch. Looks like you're going to make it.
Let's hope.
Survive another one.
Let's hope. All right, we're going to go to Billy on the line.
Hello.
Hello. Hello, Billy.
Hey, hope y'all doing well. You know, April, you talked about, you know, how we become immune to such high amounts of money being passed by Congress. You know, do you remember that when we bailed the banks out in 2008? Do you remember that?
You're right. I forgot about that.
Too big to fail.
Too big to fail.
And you know how much money that cost us, the everyday people?
Yeah, they screwed up and we paid the price.
$700 billion, okay? So if you take that and put it in everyday terms, okay, things we see every day, driving down the interstate, what do you see? Semi, tractor, trailer, okay? And your average semi trailer is about 53 foot long, okay? That's your average. It would, dude, haul that amount of money down the interstate through Montgomery, you would have a convoy of semi trucks bumper to bumper, 3 miles long.
Incredible.
Which was 300 semi trucks bumper to bumper going down the interstate that would pass you, hauling nothing but your money. So you take $40 billion, you're looking at approximately 26 semi-trucks, bumper to bumper.
Billy, I'm going to need you to hold on a second while I puke over here.
That's how much money it costs, okay? So that's why we're immune to this. That's why Congress can pass this stuff. They don't have any earthly idea. They don't care. They don't know what we're how hard we have to work to buy a gallon of gas, to pay extra for groceries. They could care less. Now, these Republicans will tell you the same thing that I've been up there forever, but honestly, they don't give a damn neither. None of them do. So remember that come election time, when it comes time to put someone up there, and I applaud you and your entire radio station for getting these people on the show. You had Michael Durant on there earlier this week, and he really makes a lot of sense, you know. I don't know. It's my personal opinion. You got to pick the better crook when you go to the polls today and this day. But I just wanted to bring that to everybody's attention in layman terms. That's how much money it cost us, and that's how much it would be if you were to see it on the interstate. That's ridiculous.
That is quite a bit. I'm going to ask you, and you do not have the answer, but what crooks have you decided to vote for this cycle, on the May 24th election?
To be quite honest, for governor, I'm going to vote for Tim James.
Okay.
And I'm probably going to end up voting for Michael Durant.
Okay.
Of all the candidates that I've listened to, Mo Brooks, the way I look at it, and Mo's worked his tail off since he pretty much got kicked out of the proverbial Trump caravan. But, you know, he's had his chance up there when he was in Congress, and to be quite honest, he ain't done a damn thing for us. So, you know, get somebody else in there that can at least say they're going to try. Because the way I'm looking, we're still having to pay out the rear end when it comes to taxes, you know. And to be quite honest with you, I'm still waiting for you to get these local crooks on your radio show, and we hold it to the fire.
I am so glad you mentioned that. And by the way, he's not going to like this, but I've got a state house candidate coming on with me, and it was through my fault, not his. I didn't get him scheduled yet, but I was texting with him this morning. So we are going to have a candidate for state house. We had one candidate on it's Troy Stubbs, who is running for the state house for the open seat that Mike Holmes is vacating. And we are working. We'll probably have him in studio with me on Friday.
Great. When do you have Rotax Reed scheduled?
I have not had Reed Ingram on in a little while. I need to call him.
Well, you know what? Everybody can be bought out, okay? And to be quite honest, your radio show has been bought out to the tune of $200 a month. That's what it costs to keep him in the good with people. $200 a month versus what, $30 million gas tax that was passed on us, and he had something to do with it?
Well, Billy, I'm going to disagree with the idea that anybody's been bought with in terms of this radio program. I talk about Reed Ingram. Yes, he advertises here, but I'll tell you what, I think I respect the heck out of that man. I respect the heck out of a lot of people that voted away I wouldn't have preferred on that gas tax, but he is a hardworking member of our community, and we've already done this. We've talked about Reed Ingram before. He is a hardworking, and he employs a lot of local individuals, and I love Sweet Creek Farm Market, and I don't say that because he's an advertiser here. I say that because he's just a genuinely good person. Just genuinely a good person. And I disagree with him on that vote. I fought against the gas tax, and I fought against the gas tax. I stood on the State House steps and gave a speech, by the way, that can be found online. And so I disagree with that. And that's all I'm gonna say on that subject. All right, we are going to hit a quick break here. Dadgummit, these segments seem so small.
Was that busy times?
And thanks for calling, Billy. We will be back in a minute.
It's Straight Talk with April Marie. Join the conversation. Call 334-272-9228.
Want to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Will Dismukes has your back. A model conservative, Will Dismukes votes like you would in the Alabama House of Representatives. Will Dismukes voted against KIV's 10-cent gas tax that goes up forever, and he supports a repeal of that tax. Will Dismukes owns a small business in Elmore County. He knows how important small business is and spoke out against the economic shutdown in 2020. Will Dismukes voted yes to ban critical race theory in our schools. Will Dismukes voted yes to pass one of the strongest pro-life bills in the country. Will Dismukes voted yes on every bill that protects our Second Amendment. Look, don't believe everything you hear. Will Dismukes has your back on all of the issues that mean the most to you. On May 24th, vote Will Dismukes, House District 88. He's got your back.
I'm Will Dismukes, and I would appreciate your vote on Tuesday, May 24th.
Paid for by the committee to elect Will Dismukes, P.O. Box 680-806, Prattville, Alabama 36068.
We know wealthy California liberals are behind politician Mike Durant. But why? Because on immigration, Mike Durant is just like them.
I mean, why would you not want more green cards available so that people can
legally come into this country and work.
The Durant plan, more immigration, more foreign workers, more of the same. Durant's record on gun rights is even worse.
The first thing that needs to be done is to disarm the population. Let's face it, if we could do that in some of our U.S. cities, that would be a pretty good step toward law and order.
Sounds just like a California liberal. Mike Durant's plan for Alabama? More immigration, fewer guns. No wonder the California liberals are supporting Durant. Mike Durant's with them. He's not one of us. Alabama Rhino Pack is responsible for the content of this advertising. Paid for by the Alabama Rhino Pack and not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee. AlabamaRhino.com.
My name is Dean Odle, and I'm a Republican candidate for governor of Alabama. Most elections, we complain that we do not have good choices. We often settle for the lesser of two evils, but not this time. I am not a politician, nor am I the son of a politician. I am not in the toll road business, nor am I trying to buy the governor's office with millions of dollars like my opponent bought her ambassador position. I am a leader, and I am the only candidate who plans to enforce the 10th Amendment and the doctrine of nullification put forth by James Madison and Thomas Jefferson to stop all unconstitutional federal overreach of our state's rights. When it comes to gun control, vaccine mandates, or drilling for our oil and natural gas, I will stop federal overreach. We will drill for our oil and natural gas, and Alabama will prosper like never before. On May 24th, vote Dean Odle for governor. That's Dean Odle, O-D-L-E, and we will keep Alabama free. Paid for by Dean Odle for Governor, P.O. Box 621, Opelika, Alabama 36803.
Andrew Sorrell, husband, father, Christian, small business owner, and a proven fiscal conservative. For the last 4 years, Andrew Sorrell has been representing the families of Alabama House District 3 as their state representative. And now, he wants to take his common sense conservative approach to Montgomery to serve as our next state auditor.
If you believe in government accountability, I'm Andrew Sorrell, and I'm asking for your vote.
Paid for by committee to elect Andrew Sorrell. P.O. Box 2876, Muscle Shoals, Alabama 35662.
Live local talk. The River Region's only 24-hour News Talk FM station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Good afternoon, everyone. April Marie Fogle here. Sky Mosley keeping me out of trouble.
Your humble servant at your service.
You having fun?
Oh, man. This is just wild.
Are you glad you're my friend now?
I certainly am.
when this was first proposed...
Politics be damned, yes.
When this was first proposed, the idea of you coming on a political talk radio show and with a woman you didn't know, were you a little frightened?
I was a little concerned. it was discussed several times. It wasn't anything to do with the host or
oh, sure it
like,
wasn't.
No, uh-huh. No. It was about the political thing. Because I'm just not a political animal. I'm very cynical about politics.
That's a Joey Clark. You might have been a better fit with Joey Clark. He's very cynical about politics.
I like it here
have
now.
I won you over?
I like it here now. Yeah. Yeah.
Have I won you over?
Yeah. Poor Eddie. He's got such a tough job.
Deep in my veins with the drug that is campaign time. And legislative session. Like, literally, I can't get enough. And I just hit my mic out of excitement. All right. This is so fun.
It's fun.
It is. Okay. Well, I am thrilled to be joined by our next guest, who I met when she was the chairman or chairlady of the Alabama GOP, Terry Latham. Welcome to the program.
Oh, hello. I'm enjoying your banter, too. I don't know why anybody would be afraid of little old you.
Well, there are people, you know, I used to do this, and I did it when you were chair. I did a lot of speaking to GOP groups about effectively lobbying the members of the legislature on issues that are important to you. And not mm-hmm, like registered mm-hmm. to lobbyist, but like I support school choice or I support the constitutional carry bill or whatever it is, right? And I would say to them that if you're walking down the hall and you see your member and they duck and hide, you are not effectively communicating with that person. Like, that is a very good sign that you need to hit reset on that relationship.
And now that
you're right.
Now that I have this radio program and I am known to skewer people from time to time, I am the person who walks through for the first time ever the state house and has people duck and cover, and I'm like, well, dadgum, I can't really make up because I don't feel bad for the thing I said. But as an individual,
you're not wrong on that. I actually have had elected officials tell me, and I would never name names on a radio, say, if I see so-and-so coming down the hall or around the corner, I duck or I leave or I'm not there, because it's just such a, the communication is so bad, or they're not, the person trying to talk to the elected official has burned so many bridges. They've thrown so many bombs. They've, you know, accused them of things. And it's just, it's easier to click off. Now, it shouldn't be that way. So you're exactly right. If that's a person listening now, and you can say they won't talk to me or no one will return my call, it may be a way that you need to restructure the way you reach out to them. And because the conversation has got to be two-way. So you're not wrong. There are some folks that do drive them around the corner.
Speak with your elected officials. Don't speak at them. It should be a conversation. I want to tell you how I feel. Where do you stand? Tell me about this specific bill if you have any concerns. There is a way to have an engaging and productive conversation with people that you maybe don't like, and or that maybe you don't like a vote. And I encourage people not to write off people for one issue or one vote. You know, I have a lot of friends. I say a lot of friends. I'll take it back. I have a handful of people I would consider friends in the legislature who voted for the gas tax. And I stood out on those front steps, and I opposed it at a rally, and I spoke about it all over the state on the radio. But it's not something where I'm not going to be your friend anymore. I can never respect you again because of one vote. Mm-hmm. You got to take it in a totality and how they represent the district and what they do and who they are as an individual.
Yeah, I think that's wise to I do think that's wise to do. Now, there are some folks that's their thing, and they will die on that hill, and they're welcome to do so as a voter, no question. And they need to reach out to their elected officials. I've always said, if you don't speak up, if you don't let your elected representative know, what you're really saying to them is, I don't care, do what you want to do.
Right. Keep doing what you're doing.
They might not always do what you like. You might speak up, and it might go a different route. But I'm with you. I mean, my husband and I don't even always agree on. You know, we didn't vote the same way in our ballot, our absentee ballot already, because we're going to be out of town on May 24th. And sometimes on issues we split a little bit, but I don't leave him over it.
Yeah.
Okay, you make your case, I'll make mine, and we're okay. This is the beauty of our process, is it not?
It really is. And I really do hope people, and I cannot stress enough, the building of the relationships with your elected officials and making sure there is a stream of communication there. Because if they don't hear from you, then you need to realize who they are going to hear from. They're going to hear from the liberal media. They're going to hear from the leftist groups. Mom Demands Action can get up there and rally people against gun Second Amendment bills all day of the week. They're going to hear from the people on the left who believe that boys should be able to choose the sport and choose their gender. That's who they're going to hear from. And so I hear a lot of people say, well, my representative is a Republican. Well, we still got to make sure they do our priorities.
I've had a lot of Republican elected officials say to me when I would call some about an issue, especially when I was chair, they go, you know, we're not hearing that from anybody. No one's calling us. No one's saying anything. So people get on Facebook and you get upset about it. And you can let everyone know. But if you're not letting the right person know, then that's not advantageous. And oftentimes, too, I love to talk about the Founding Fathers. The Founding Fathers, some of them that literally wanted to throw, you know, go cup to fist with each other on the floor in Philadelphia, trying to struggle to write our documents. Or some of them once said, hey, let's go outside and we'll duel each other. I mean, they got down and dirty. So I tell people, especially during a primary, like, your person might not make it, but if our Founding Fathers can get through and write the script for us, it's okay. You know, as long as we come back together and we win in November, isn't that the goal?
Right. And that isn't exactly the goal. Well, let's talk a little bit. So a new Senate poll has been released just since I've been on air. It's you may not have seen it. It looks like 11 minutes ago. It is the Emerson College and the Hill poll. It has Katie Britt at 32% and then Mike Durant at 26% and Mo Brooks at 25%. Which means,
how about that?
Which means that Mo Brooks and Mike Durant, Mo Brooks has caught back up, Mike Durant has fallen down, and it is a dead heat between Mo Brooks and Mike Durant. Now, you have been supporting Mo Brooks in this race. Tell us a little bit about why and what you're seeing out there on the campaign ground right now.
Yeah, and I had not seen or read of that poll, so I appreciate you telling me, so I'm getting that live from you. There's a couple things going on here. First of all, I have seen about 3 to 4 in the last couple weeks, and it kind of showed exactly a snapshot of this one, that Mo, while he had been in third place in some polling prior, I'm sorry, train's coming by, so I hope that's not too loud, he has now moved up to second, either tied in. Now, this is polling. That is not election day on May 24th. In fact, one of these polls was wrong by 20 points in the Tuberville Sessions race. So for the U.S. Senate race. So this is simply a snapshot of the people that you ask. Maybe it's 300 people, maybe it's 400 people. We're talking about hundreds and hundreds of thousands of voters. And I'm watching them do their research, April Marie. I feel it. I see it. I'm hearing it. I'm getting the calls. I think what we're seeing across the board to get into the runoff is Mr. Durant is falling. And it's been a hard fall, too. It's been a quick fall, but a hard fall. And we see Mo Brooks moving up. Now, what's interesting even more, and everyone listening here, I think, is probably very tuned in and want to know what's going on in the political world. Mo has not been the one that's had $10 million gifted to him or could write himself a personal check of $10 million. He's not had that. He does not have that endorsement right now of President Trump. And by the way, he's been pretty quiet. So how do we take that and say, look at Mo Brooks. Looks like he makes the runoff after all. That is hard work and sweat of the brow in his voting record and that word getting out. That's exactly what that is. And I think when they're looking a little deeper with Mr. Durant, they're seeing some things and hearing some things that people just, they're not willing to take that chance versus a gold standard Republican Party platform. Charge the hill. I'm going to say yes when I need to for our country, and I'm going to say no when it's bad stuff, when the Democrats are doing things like Mo Brooks has done. So that combination is very, very important, and I think that's exactly what's happened. People are looking at him going, wait a minute, and they're shifting toward Mo.
Well, I believe
that gets him in the runoff.
I have said to the listeners, I've been honest from the first day about this. They know who I'm supporting in the governor's race. I've got people I'm leaning to in the other races, but I have come into this U.S. Senate race a truly undecided voter, and I have said multiple times I probably don't know who I'm going to vote for until I get in the voting booth, and that's not true anymore. I will be voting for Mo Brooks on May 24th. It is who I've decided I'm going to vote for. I know that it is going to be a runoff, likely at this point to be a runoff between Katie mm-hmm. Britt and either Mo Brooks or Mike Durant, and I want mm-hmm. Mo Brooks in that runoff. I don't want two people
wow.
who don't have a record, who haven't been tested or tried, who are new to us. I want Mo Brooks there, because if something happens and we learn that one of these candidates and, you know, has made a deal with the devil, and, you know, they're supporting Mitch McConnell, they're getting money from people who are more moderate than I want our U.S. Senator to be, Mo Brooks needs to be there. And so I will be voting for Mo Brooks in the May 24th election.
Well, welcome to the team. And I know you do your homework. You are very adamant about when you cast your vote, and I think most of us, we are comfortable, we've looked at it, and that's a value. You're saying trust, when someone takes a pen and circles someone's name in, to me, at least when I do it, it means I trust you. I feel like I understand that you understand me, and you will go and vote my values. The thing with Mo Brooks is he has a record. I have said this for a year. The record is rock solid. He also has, I'm not sure if you're aware of this or not, but he has two other former Alabama Republican Party chairs that have endorsed him too. So you've got three of the state chairs from the Alabama Republican Party saying, we have worked with him. He is not a person that we've ever had issues with in the party. And not just, when I say party, I mean the principles of the platform. There's many a time, April Marie, in audience, that I, as a state chair, I had to pick the phone up. I've had federal officers, I've had state, I've had county, and go, hey, excuse me, but what the heck are you doing? Well, why did you vote this way? Or why can't I get this bill off? Or whatever. Mo Brooks has never, ever received that phone call from me. Never. And if
he's a U.S.
senator, he won't either, because he is straight, narrow. He is a fiscal conservative and a very great social issue person. His voting record proves it. I don't know who the man behind the curtain is with anyone else, what they'll do, what they'll say they'll do, and I am somewhat disturbed by the tens of millions of dollars that are dropped in this race. I will say that Mo has had $3 to $4 million of negative ads on him, and that's moved that needle. But now guess what? That needle's coming back, because that's a snapshot of these polls. I told a reporter, April Marie, if you give me $2 or $3 million on television, I can make you not like ice cream. I promise you, I can move the needle on how much you like ice cream and think it's okay for you to have. I can move the needle for you. And TV is king. It still is king to a great degree in politics. So I'm super thrilled about the movement that Mo Brooks is. He's shot up. He's going to be in the runoff. And we're excited.
Well, you know, we started with it with, of course, Mo Brooks having the incredible lead and the endorsement of Donald Trump. And he was worn down. He was worn down by the ads. He was worn. He was busy in D.C. He was dealing with the January 6th witch hunts. There was so much happening, and he has refocused. And he is out there. He is talking to the voters. He's running on his experience. I am so sick and tired of politicians telling me they're running on their experience, only they aren't. They talk bumper sticker solutions, and they don't want to talk about their real record, because they don't have a real record to run on. Mo has a real record. I know what I'm getting. They used to say, I remember in high school learning WYSIWYG, right? What you see is what you get. And with Mo Brooks, what you see is what you get.
Yeah, exactly, and that's the first, that's one of the main reasons I jumped quickly to openly support Mo. And for, you know, the first time in 10 years, I've not been able to do that. I've either been state party chair of my county party in Mobile, or I've been county party chair or state party chair of Alabama, and that's a no-no. We're forbidden, because the voters, you know, they're the shareholders, and they pick our nominee, and so this is the first time out of the box. And I, of all the races, because I can't just stop, I love this process so much. I'm like, Mo Brooks is my guy.
He is.
Endorsement or not, it didn't matter to me. It didn't matter about how much money someone has and someone didn't. I look at his record and go, my gosh, this guy is the standard bearer for the Republican Party platform. If that is the goal, to get conservative people, especially in the U.S. Senate, and I can't think of a better time to have such a rock-solid conservative in there as Mo Brooks, then he's the guy. And I just can't see it any other way. I'm friends with just about all the other candidates. There's some good folks. We hug each other's neck when we see each other. There's no animosity.
Let's talk about that. Strictly
an ideologue, and I want to talk about party platform, and I want to know, where have you been, what have you done, and have you voted. And Mo fits that bill for me.
A true believer. That's what I was called yesterday afternoon. Well, she's going to vote him because she's a true believer. And if that was meant to be a, you know, it doesn't matter to her who she who wins or loses. That's the biggest compliment I can get. We're going to hold tight. We got to hit a quick break. When we come back, I want to talk a little bit about those other candidates. Back in just a moment, you're listening to Straight Talk with April Marie.
Stay tuned for more local, state, and national news here on Straight Talk with April Marie on News Talk 93.1.
He may not know whether he's coming or going, but whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Folks in Autauga and Elmore counties know the difference between right and wrong. When politicians say one thing but do another, it's time for change in the State House. Jerry Starnes is a change in the right direction. He's a husband, a father, and a Christian conservative. Jerry Starnes is a Purple Heart decorated veteran. Jerry Starnes is a man of strong character, a man who loves his wife, and a man you can trust. Paid for by Jerry Starnes for State House of Representatives, 1695 Winstone Way, Prattville, Alabama, 36066.
Alabama's one and only, Kay Ivey.
Washington wants to control everything we do, but that isn't happening here in Alabama. We do not teach hate to our kids. We do not pay people to quit work, and we do not use tax dollars to kill our babies.
Kay Ivey, her Alabama common sense drives Washington liberals nuts.
I signed the strongest pro-life law in America. I stood with Trump to ensure no election here can ever be stolen.
But that's not all. Kay Ivey threw Common Core out of our schools, banned transgender youth sports, and passed constitutional carry to protect our Second Amendment rights. Kay Ivey, the conservative governor the woke left loves to hate.
America's the greatest country in the world. Joe Biden may not get that, but here in Alabama, we always will.
Kay Ivey for Alabama. Paid for by Kay Ivey for Governor, Inc. P.O. Box 966, Montgomery, Alabama, 36101.
Looking for luxury and performance at an affordable price? Then check out the all-new Infiniti of Montgomery. New location, new management. Here's Jim McCain.
Don't settle for just any vehicle. Lease the hot-selling 2022 Infiniti QX55 Lux with all-wheel drive for just $643 a month for 42 months with $49.99 due at signing.
Infiniti of Montgomery has the selection you're looking for. We have over 16 QX80s with third-row seats to choose from. Don't pay over MSRP somewhere else. Shop Infiniti of Montgomery and get prices below MSRP.
Considering a Nissan, Honda, Audi, Lexus, or even a BMW, you owe it to yourself to look at the sporty new Infiniti models.
This is the home of affordable luxury, Infiniti of Montgomery, at 4000 Eastern Bypass and online at InfinityofMontgomery.com. QX55 VIN, NF114529, QX80 VIN, N974333. Leases are 10,000 miles per year, $499 dealer dock fee plus tax, title, license, and no security deposit required on approved credit. Offers end 5/31/22.
At Infiniti of Montgomery, you'll never pay a market adjustment fee where price sells Infiniti.
Hey there, I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage. You know they say the highest form of flattery is imitation, and they're right. Over the past 10 years, I've been here, and you've heard me time and time again sharing with you just how much money you could be saving with an Alabama Home Mortgage. Other mortgage companies have seen our success, and they are doing their darndest to imitate Alabama Home Mortgage. But folks, we cannot be imitated. Alabama Home Mortgage is more than radio ads. We don't just talk the talk, we walk the walk with you. We are not satisfied unless every client walks away happy. They can try to imitate us, but they can't. Remember, folks, the original is much more valuable than a copy. You are what makes Alabama Home Mortgage. You share your experience with your family, neighbors, coworkers, and we couldn't do it without you. Experience matters, not just yours, but ours as well. We've been here all along. Call Alabama Home Mortgage today at 334-567-4223 or visit us online at myalabamahomemortgage.com. Alabama Home Mortgage, because there is a difference in mortgage companies. NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
At Clark Heating, Air Conditioning, and Plumbing, their certified HVAC technicians and plumbers are dedicated to keeping your home comfortable all year round. Their prompt response times, quality products, and integrity of workmanship give you peace of mind knowing that you've made the right choice for your home. For all of your heating, cooling, or plumbing needs, call on Clark Heating, Air Conditioning, and Plumbing. Visit ClarkComfort.com to learn more. Clark Heating, Air Conditioning, and Plumbing. Whatever it takes to make you smile. Alabama certification number 99004.
Joe Biden wouldn't like Chip Beaker because Chip Beaker believes in an America First energy policy. Because Chip Beaker opposes Biden's liberal agenda. Because Chip Beaker believes Joe Biden has failed America on the international stage. On May 24th, vote Chip Beaker for Public Service Commission. He's a real conservative, and he's fighting for you. Paid for by Friends of Chip Beaker, P.O. Box 3528, Montgomery, Alabama, 36109.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by Wiley Sanders Truck Lines. Great news from Wiley Sanders Truck Lines. Call about a significant pay raise. Call now, 855-777-9785. That's 855-777-9785. Wiley Sanders Truck Lines.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Get ready for the hottest weather so far this year. In fact, we may be flirting with some records over the next couple of days and still dry. So for today and tomorrow, hot and dry, mostly sunny skies, high both days right around 96. The record is 97. Even on Friday, mostly sunny with a high around 95. Then over the weekend, scattered showers and thunderstorms as a front approaches. Saturday's high, 92. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
John Bobo with Capital Tractor. We don't want to sell all the tractors in Alabama. We just want to sell the best ones. Whether you're mowing a lawn, plowing a field, or working the job site, count on Kubota and Capital Tractor. Together, we do more. Montgomery and Brundage.
On FM, on your smartphone, and online, the River Region's most trusted voice, News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Everyone. April Marie Fogel here. Terry Lathan on the line. Well, that's with an N. I always make it sound like it's got an M in it, but it doesn't. It's Terry Lathan. Hi,
with,
Terry.
With an N.
Hey, it's N. It's a Nancy. And you were talking about a title earlier. I've been called chairman, chairwoman. One time someone looked at me and said, chair you, because they didn't know which gender to use.
So I'm like,
no, normally everyone just calls me Terry. Don't let that title throw
you. Well, okay, so you probably would not even remember this because we didn't know each other well then. We weren't friends then. We weren't cool. But I actually saw you. We did the same White House Christmas tour of the East Wing to see gorgeous Melania Trump's decorations. We were in the same tour.
I'll be.
And so, again, we didn't know each other then. I could pick you out because you're a celebrity, and I wasn't quite on the radio yet.
You need to call and tell my husband that because he wants me to cut the yard today.
And so you're a celebrity. You should absolutely. I'll send you a text, like a note to get out of class. Miss Terry has an important job. She's getting out, and you just need to book more radio. That's what you need to do. Tell the voters what's going on in this race. So you brought up an important point, and I think it is something that should be said in terms of this. And it's not just this race. It's not just the U.S. Senate race. It's across the board, the overwhelming majority of candidates are people we like. And it's okay to like someone and vote against them if you don't support, they don't share your values, if they're not representing you the way you want to be represented, and I think that's something people struggle with this cycle because they like candidates. But they're like, dadgummit, I wish I had a Ted Cruz like in the Senate. But I'd like my friend. Well, when you're in the voting box, you vote for whoever you want to. And I'm telling you guys, you now know two of the candidates I'm supporting. But I'm telling you, I'm voting for Mo Brooks because of his principles, because of his record, because I know who's supporting him. I know who's behind him. I've looked him in the eye and I trust him. And it doesn't mean that I think that the other candidates are bad people. I don't.
That's right.
But I know that there are bad people supporting the other candidates. And I know that there is an agenda being pushed and behind the scenes, and it is that it is just not for me.
Yeah, we just saw 2 million, a report
from AL.com where $2 million of Mitch McConnell money has come into the state of Alabama in the U.S. Senate race to stop Mo Brooks. And I'm sitting there thinking, okay, let me dissect that. You want to stop one of the most conservative Alabamians that has ever served us in an elected position. See, that's what bugs me. Why would you want to stop a conservative? You should be holding a parade for a person that is as conservative and saying thank you for never blinking and remembering our values, Mo Brooks. That's what I think they should be doing. Now, on the other hand, Mo is in a town hall. He has been the last few months with a Fire McConnell tour. You will not hear that from the other candidates. I can tell you Mo Brooks will not vote for Mitch McConnell for the Senate Majority Leader when we win in November, and that's the good news on that part. So, if we keep doing the same thing over and over, you're going to get the same outcome. I think McConnell did a fantastic job with the judicial part, but I have seen him fold and just cut deals that I thought were bad deals. And sometimes you have to, get something for something else. But I know for a fact Mo Brooks is saying, I will not vote for him. And lo and behold, what happened? Well, here's $2 million on top of your head, negative ads. So, you're not going to vote for me? Boom, here you go.
Yeah,
and I'm more like, you're trying to stop one of the most conservative people in the state of Alabama. I'm not good with that. That's the person I have longed for. These are the people for over 40 years of my life, my adult life, I've been fighting for. And it's the principles and the platform, just like you said, that's the lens you look through it. It's the lens I look through it.
It's the lens.
I don't look through it if I like you, Lynn.
Yeah. Well,
that'd be hard to talk on a ballot.
It would be hard. We
like tons of them.
There are tons.
Man, we need
exactly.
A backbone up there right now.
Exactly. And I think that is an incredibly important part to, and not just this cycle, but all cycles. You can like a candidate. You can shake their hand when you see them out. You can make jokes with them. But that when you get in that ballot box, that is your ballot and you vote. I hope people would vote. This isn't, you're not electing your homecoming court. You're electing the person who's going to be in the seat in Washington, D.C., who's going to have to make tough votes and stand against the moderates, because every single vote in the U.S. Senate is so vitally important. And that's why I chose Mo Brooks, because every single vote is so critical.
Yeah, he doesn't blink. If you're interested in people listening and you're not sure, you're thinking about it, if you're listening, you care. I mean, because you're listening to this radio show, you're trying to get information and find out whatever, you can get, make decisions. If you want someone that doesn't blink and does not change in his core philosophy, that's Mo Brooks. And the others are not tested. And honestly, again, with the mess that's going on up there, I want a warrior on that floor in the United States Senate. We have been watching Tommy Tuberville do that. And he has been going, nope, or we're going to fix something. That's the kind of partner he needs up there. And I'm just concerned there might be some rubber stamp going on. We will see, and the voters will make this choice next Tuesday. But I know what I've got, Mo Brooks.
Yep. Well, and you and I talked before. Even I was like, oh, I don't know if he can rebound. I think we're looking at a Mike
That's
Durant, Katie Britt, Katie Britt runoff. And I believe he is rebounding. The polls show he is rebounding. And what it's going to take is it's going to take people recognizing Katie Britt appears, lack of any crazy scandals, Katie Britt appears to be going into the runoff. And do you want two unknowns or do you want an unknown and somebody you know a lot about?
Yeah.
And that's where we are. All right, we are going to have to hit a break here. Terry, tell people where they can find you and more about you.
I'm all over social media, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, Chairman Lathan. Follow me, find out. I'm not a quiet person these days.
All right, well, tell your husband that you're much too busy getting out the vote for May 24th and that you do not have the time
to cut the grass.
Tell them April Marie said
thanks
so.
Thanks, everybody. We appreciate y'all. See y'all May 24th and in November for sure. And if there's any runoff.
All right. You take care. We are hitting a quick break. When we come back, we are going to back to more of the national things going on. Goodness gracious, we've got some clips that are going to blow your mind. 272-9228, 272-9228. If you want to call and talk about the U.S. Senate race, you are more than welcome to. And I would welcome the input. Back in a minute.
It's Straight Talk with April Marie. Join the conversation. Call 334-272-9228.
Want to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
They named her Tokyo Rose. That's what troops called the American woman who collaborated with the Japanese in World War II. Today, you might call the current governor China Ivy, because Kay Ivey also lines up against America's interests. Communist China has been waging a trade war on the U.S. President Trump, using targeted tariffs, fought back against China's unfair tactics. But Ivey sided with China and opposed Trump's tough trade policy. China Ivey even bragged about drawing a line against Trump. Now, documents reveal Chinese analysts rate Ivey as one of the U.S. governors, quote, friendliest to China. Under Ivey, China dominates trade with Alabama, while Ivey takes campaign money from donors linked to China. Kay Ivey, good for communist China, bad for Alabama. Paid for by Common Sense America Election Fund, Suite 515, 1390 Chambridge Road, McLean, Virginia, 22101.
Joe Biden wouldn't like Chip Baker. Because Chip Baker believes in an America First energy policy. Because Chip Baker opposes Biden's liberal agenda. Because Chip Baker believes Joe Biden has failed America on the international stage. On May 24th, vote Chip Baker for Public Service Commission. He's a real conservative, and he's fighting for you. Paid for by Friends of Chip Baker, P.O. Box 3528, Montgomery, Alabama, 36109.
As a probate judge, Wes Allen administered more than a dozen elections without a single error. When liberals wanted to establish curbside voting in Alabama, Wes Allen sponsored and passed the bill to ban it permanently. When Democrats tried to pass the no-excuse absentee voting, he fought it and won. Wes Allen, the solid conservative Republican, we need to be Alabama's next Secretary of State.
Paid for by the committee to elect Judge Wes Allen, P.O. Box 150, Troy, Alabama, 36081.
Happens, you'll hear about it first. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Really cute when I have to ask my peers, my classmates, how to do my job. That's what just happened. I was late coming back because I was like, okay, I need to ask. I don't know. Good afternoon, everyone.
It's kind of a hectic Wednesday.
It is.
But it's going swell.
It's going swell.
Really is, actually, considering.
Well, let's go to the phone lines where we have Mike with a question for me. Now, Mike, I want you to know I don't know everything.
Well, that's okay. I that's no problem.
I tell you that in advance, but I want not a single one of you to tell my children or Jeff that. Go ahead.
Okay, I won't. Okay. Let me ask you something. Do you know Robin Lydecker?
I do.
Do you know her, from being in Birmingham or...
We've been to several meetings together. We've been to, so I've had a couple conversations with her. I had some interaction with her last year because, or not last year, the last cycle, because she took a contribution from Nilsen Brook, who is a very, very left-wing activist. And I was concerned about that. And so that was interesting. We discussed that.
Okay, and the reason I ask is because I was on a board with her at one time on the Association of American Educators when we were all against AEA, and that's where I knew her from, but I hadn't heard from her in years, and so I just thought, because I thought you had said you knew her, and so that's why I called and asked.
So I do know her. We're not friends. We don't hang out, but I've seen her at probably a half dozen meetings, and I've heard her speak, and she's got an interesting story in terms of her. This is her third race for the Public Service Commission. And she lost to Chip Beaker in her first race. Now, I'm doing this from memory, so you've got to double check this here. But she lost to Chip Beaker in the first election she ran in. And in that election, her highest campaign contribution was $250 outside of the money she gave herself to run. Then the second one, she took that big contribution from Nelson Brook, who is a very left-wing activist who doesn't give to Republicans. As a matter of fact, I believe she was the first Republican in the state he ever gave to. And then this year, he doubled down and he gave her more than twice as much. I believe I actually just pulled it up because someone texted me. Nelson Brook gave her $20,000 and gave Brent Woodall $10,000. And so it's been an interesting evolution of a Republican candidate who's taking far left money.
You wonder if she's a Republican.
Well, she
Now
tell me how you know her again.
I was on a board with her on a thing called the Association of American Educators, and and that was several years ago, many years ago. And we were primarily against AEA and everything it stood for. And so that's why we were pro-teacher. But we sure didn't like what AEA was doing and charging everybody for union dues and all that other stuff.
Well, and I think that goes to her conservative credentials right there. If at some point in her education career, which she talks about a lot, she was fighting the AEA. So that goes in the plus column that you are saying in terms of that she has been involved in fighting the AEA. It's just so interesting to me, this $10,000 contribution from Nelson Brook.
Yeah, or 20.
Or 20,000. I'm sorry. It looks like. Anyway, so yes, I'm looking. So that's what I know about her. It's
okay.
PSC is a very, very interesting race in that people don't pay attention to it until the end. And it is a lot of name ID. And so liberal and progressive activists getting involved with Republican candidates kind of gives me pause.
Well, it bothers me a lot when they do that because, what's the other, what have they been promised? What are they going to do? So, and I just thought I'd call it because I knew you knew something about it, so I thought I'd call and ask.
Well, I've got friends who are on her, campaign or have supported her campaign either now or in the past, and they say she's delightful. And it goes back to that. You may be a delightful person, but if I can't trust you, then I can't trust you.
Yeah, well, okay. And I appreciate that because that gives me a little insight on what we're going to do on the 24th.
Yeah, so Nelson Brook, I'm looking at Robin Leidecker's contributions, and the Nelson Brook contribution was reported on May.